Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery principle number 4, work together.
Our fourth delivery principle may seem like an obvious one, but it is incredibly important and central to what we do. It says simply, customers and the project team must work together regularly during project delivery. Now, this is a little bit different from the original Agile principle. The original principle said, business people and developers must work together daily throughout the project. While there's a lot to agree about with that statement, there are a few issues that we have with it. One, it speaks exclusively to developers rather than all the different kinds of people who might be involved on a project. Secondly, it references business people, which may or may not be the kind of people that our customers think they are. And then also, it talks about working together daily. Now, we would love to be able to do that, but the fact is that in our business and the way we work, it's not always possible to work together daily. But we should be constantly in communication between our customer and the delivery team. The important thing to remember is that the team needs to be getting information from and to the customer or whoever is serving as the customer on a really regular basis to make sure we're remaining successful. So why does this matter? Well, first, it tightens the feedback loop for project development. When we're constantly getting feedback from and to our customer about what's going on and what we've developed and what kind of value it's providing, we're going to end up with a better product all the way down the line. Plus, we're not going to waste a lot of time building something that our customer really doesn't want. It's also important to work together regularly because we want to integrate into our customer's existing process so that we can reach them where they are and also so we can offer improvements along the way about how things could be going better. We can't do that until we really understand how they work, and we can't really understand how they work until we're working with them on a very regular basis. And then, by working together regularly, it demonstrates to our customers how much we value transparency and feedback sharing. It helps us all understand how important collaboration is to the success of the project. If we're constantly reaching out and trying to find information from our customer, it's going to help them know that we want to hear from them and we want to get their input as often as possible. It's going to increase collaboration and therefore increase success. So we've created a few acceptance criteria to just try to make sure that our teams are doing what they can to keep this tight relationship with our customer. First, and this may be obvious, but it doesn't always happen, our customer has final approval over all the work we do over a period of time. We don't get this for free. It's going to take some work. First, we need to set expectations properly, and that's done from the kickoff on. Also, we need to have regularly scheduled, effective demos for our customer where they can see on a regular basis what's happening and feel comfortable with signing off on our work. Although this sounds obvious, it doesn't mean that we get it for free. We have to make sure that expectations are set properly and that in some way we're demonstrating our work to our client on a regular basis. The second acceptance criteria is that the team has a defined cadence for escalating issues to the customer and for seeking feedback. It's easy to just get in the flow of getting your software done, getting it out the door. We need to have that time where we're actually actively seeking information from our customer about how they're feeling, what we're doing, and how they work so that we can effectively help them. Finally, the team needs to be aware of the best process to escalate issues, convey knowledge, and share progress with the client. Everyone on the team should really understand how that works, and it could work differently for different customers. So we need to be able to be flexible and conform ourselves to the ways that work best for them that are going to best get the message across to them. Working together regularly with our customers seems like an obvious thing to do in the way we work. But it's easy sometimes to sort of pull ourselves into our corner, start working away, and forget that we need to be constantly reaching out to our customer to make sure things are going well, that we understand where they're coming from, and that they're happy with what they're seeing from us. Sometimes that means we have to take extra steps or think differently to be able to do that with our customers. but that should be just a normal part of doing business for all of us. Thanks.